Dave, you know why I love using Zencastr?
Is it because the recording quality is better than other methods of recording a podcast virtually?
Nope.
Is it because they offer a free version for hobbyists just getting started?
No, not that.
Is it because it's super easy to use for everyone and none of our guests have ever had an issue using it?
That's not it.
Is it because they offer automatic post-production and transcription services?
Negative.
Stop burying the lead. Why do you love Zencastr?
It's because Zencastr is all of the things you just said, Dave. Well, and they sponsor this pod. That's right, Adventures in Collecting is powered by Zencastr. How about your pod? Get started now with Zencastr and use our code to start podcasting today. Visit zencastr.com/pricing and use promo code AICPOD to get 30% off your first 3 months of their professional plan or try it for free. That's zencastr.com/pricing and use promo code AICPOD.
AICNN, where toy news matters. And now, AIC 120.
Welcome to AIC News. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the goods. I'm MJF Scarf, and I'm here with the McFarlane DC Multiverse stand. Dave and Eric are out. Hasbro. Ever heard of them? This past weekend, Hasbro held their third annual PulseCon live event, revealing upcoming product across their various licenses and owned brands. While the teams for Star Wars, Marvel Legends, Fortnite, Transformers, and G.I. Joe all brought the expected slew of pipeline reveals and pre-orders, new to the show was the debut of the Indiana Jones Adventure Series. Hasbro will present Indiana Jones products in a Mission Fleet-style, kids-focused line, a Black Series-style 6-inch scale Adventure Series, a 3¾-inch retro Kenner-styled line, and a 1:1 scale premium roleplay line. The first products up for pre-order are all from the Raiders of the Lost Ark film, with a reproduction of the Kenner Indy in the 3¾ retro line, Tote and Indy in the 6-inch scale line, with Sala, Marion, and Belloc to follow soon, and each figure contains a piece to build the Ark of the Covenant. And lastly, a 1:1 scale Staff of Ra head. You can pre-order all of these items on Amazon by visiting adventuresincollectingpodcast.com/links and see our complete and thorough PulseCon coverage on our Instagram page at AIC_podcast. Get ahead. What better way to start the Halloween season than with a new spooky figure? New Jersey's own Four Horsemen Studios are headed back to the Figura Obscura line that they started last year with Krampus, as they've launched the Headless Horseman along with his demon steed. You can order him right now, while supplies last, from storehorseman.com for $120. McFarlane Stand, over to you.
Are you looking for an Attitude-era version of the new gen Ring? Well, Ringside Collectibles has you covered. The Ringside-exclusive Mattel Ultimate Edition Attitude-era Ring is up for pre-order, and it includes a black and red Kane Ultimate Edition figure. Now, this is going to be a repaint from the previous Ultimate Edition Kane. It is $139.99, and it's estimated to arrive in January. Make sure to use code AIC to save 10% at checkout. Friend of the pod Zombie Sailor showed off a sneak preview of the New York Comic Con exclusive Heels and Faces Sabu figure. It will feature metallic pink gear and new card art. It will also only be available to order online. More info is coming up this week. Funko announced new soda figures this week. These include characters like Ron Swanson, Ted Lasso, Queen Amidala, the Demogorgon, Stretch Armstrong, Seung Gi-hun, Suyu Asui, and Sarada Uchiha. They are available to pre-order at Entertainment Earth and Hot Topic, among other outlets. The latest McFarlane DC Multiverse Gold Label Target exclusive figures are hitting shelves. Look for Defiance Deathstroke, Endless Winter Wonder Woman, and Changing the Guard Green Lantern Kyle Rayner.
On behalf of myself and a McFarlane stand, this has been your AIC News Brief.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.